Maureen Donegal looking forward to another Ulster semi-final and a place in a final up for grabs when they face Cavan this evening.
I think they have a good chance of progressing to the final, Tom. Semi-final position after the prelim round against Tyrone. You know, as I was saying with Oisin on the day, like, Tyrone were a very tough opposition to get over. We didn't expect that it would be that way, you know. I suppose Tyrone going maybe... the possibility of being relegated to Division 3 and Donegal, the possibility at the beginning of the year of winning Division 1. And so, you know, we went out, it was an open game and Tyrone really put it up to Donegal, and that's exactly what Donegal needed now going in against Cavan on this evening, Tom.
Yeah, and what was it, the big break they had? It was 8 or 9 weeks, I think, since they played in the league semi final. So, and of course, short of quite a few players as well.
Yeah, that, I suppose, coupled with the fact that they, you know, towards the end of the league campaign, Donegal picked up a few injuries. You know, with some of their key players, like Geraldine was out and came back. You know, towards the end, Katie Hearn was out. Niamh Hegarty kind of went in with an injury there. Last Saturday against Tyrone, you know, when she was taken off in the second half. So, I mean, they've had to do a lot of reshuffling, and as you say, a 9 week break or whatever it was, that break is a long time to be without a competitive match. But then you see, you had Cavan going in now to the semi final against Donegal this evening, and they've the same a break. They played the league semi final, Division 2 league semi final against Waterford. Around the 24th of April. So that's a big break from them. So they'll possibly go in the same way as Donegal, you know, having to do a lot of reshuffling. And, you know, they'll have done their homework in Donegal and been watching the game against Tyrone. I don't think that Donegal were under any threat to get beat against Tyrone last week, you know, but it definitely will stand to them now going in against Cavan. And I can't see Cavan, you know, providing that much of an opposition. But Donegal will want to get into this and maybe win their third successive Ulster final, Tom.
Yeah, because it is a Division 2 Cavan side, albeit maybe a little unlucky not to end up higher up and maybe be in there the running for promotion.
Yeah, and I mean, they'll be looking to move forward into the final against Armagh as well. They haven't been in a competitive Ulster senior final since 2016, so they'll be very hungry for that. And hunger's a big thing in ladies football. And any game, Tom, you know, like, it's very hard to be at the top all the time. And Donegal have been, you know, the Ulster champions now for the last, like, this will be 3 in a row, and they'll be really looking to do that and to get that title. But Cavan will also be looking to try and get into the final, maybe a game against Armagh as well. So they'll be hungry for the game, and, you know, it'll be their first competitive game out. And as you've seen last Saturday when Tyrone played, you know, Donegal were kind of all over the shop in the early days. It took them a wee while to settle into it. You know, I'm just hoping that Cavan can provide a very competitive game going on now for the ladies now, for Donegal on this evening, Tom.
Yeah, and we probably can expect changes as well, can we, for Donegal? I think Megan Ryan and Niamh Boyle probably are coming near the end of their leaving cert, so maybe available.
Yeah, listen, I suppose there's a few girls doing their leaving cert, and then, you know, Niamh Hegarty, as I say, she was taken off last week. She probably has a small injury, but I think she'll be starting again this week and the full forward. And I'd hope to see her come out maybe more if her fitness is okay, maybe to half forward. The team is very much unchanged. One change, I think, Roisin Rogers is out and Shannon McLaughlin is in at cornerback. The team remains very much the same. I would probably foresee Evelyn McGinley going into the back line as well. I'm not sure, maybe something Nicole and Emer pushing out a little bit, but I definitely, the team settled more when Kate Keeney went in and commanded that sweeping position last week. So I assume that Kate Keeney may come out of the forward line as well and back into the back line. And hopefully Donegal can settle early, Tom. You know, that's what happened in the last week. If they can settle early, get their normal running attacking game, I think they'll definitely overcome Cavan, you know, by a good margin.
I was speaking to Maxi Curran during the weekend. He said, well, we all have to remember back to 2016 and Cavan beat Donegal in the championship back then.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at this stage of any competition, you can't be taking any team for granted, and Donegal certainly won't be going out to be complacent. At these stages now that a team can be toppled, you know. So, you know, I suppose he's making the team aware just to go out and play their normal game. Don't get carried away too much maybe in the whole thing. Like, Cavan will provide a good opposition. Like, you've got Aisling Doonan in there. She calls herself Maguire now. That's her married name. She's a very, very big threat up front, and our girls will have to, you know, close it down very early. They were very open against Tyrone, I felt. and last week's game, you know, and they need to really seal it up at the back a little bit more. They need to settle early on, you know, and they have to try to be more disciplined with the tackling as well, because other teams and bigger teams will punish them, you know. And as I say, a semi-final game with a final position available, both teams will be looking to progress at this stage. No team wants to lose a semi-final. So, you know, hopefully Donegal can have enough now. They've learned by their mistakes maybe last week, and they'll bring those and maybe change them and alter them and go into the final now, Tom. So, Maxie will be sort of worried.
And have you any fears of complacency?
Like, I mean, complacency in the game, it's always a fear. Like, I mean, Donegal, I suppose, trying to get three in a row can be, you know, there's a bit of pressure on them, maybe from the press and a bit of pressure on them. But at this stage, they're a very experienced side. We watched them from the beginning of the year. They're capable of beating big teams like Dublin. So, you know, they just, like, I don't know if the element of complacency will drift in at this stage, because Donegal have been beaten towards the end of the league. You know, they know what that feels like.